forgiven because you were forsaken. I am accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I honor you. We hear about the war. We see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children's eye. Trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking, there's no safe place to stand, and the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound, the sound of the city that John saw coming down, the sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time, and the preacher voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps up,
coming down.
The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, and it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that jumps are coming now. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. The family is preparing for a wedding. All have been invited to attend. The bride is standing ready, waiting for the signal. When the groom says, "Rise, my children, come on in." Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that waiting music that I hear? Zion will rise to leave this land of sorrow, for that ceremony in the air. The fatherland will lay down to the holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I Zion will rise to lead this land of sorrow, for that ceremony in the air. The fatherland will lay down through the holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation to go there? Is the wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for a wedding celebration. Is that waiting music that I hear? Was a day in early springtime by an ancient wayside well. He lay there paused to rest his camel train. He had found a bride for Isaac as evening shadows fell. Why the weary journey had not been in vain. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Don't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. Now he took the fair Rebecca draped in jewels so rich and rare. Back to Abraham and Isaac far away, where Rebecca loved her Isaac and he loved her Rebecca fair. Oh, that must have been a happy wedding day. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. Now the blessed Holy Spirit left this Father God above to come down to earth to find a worthy bride. For our Isaac over yonder has prepared a stanza of love, and he wants the fair Rebecca by his side. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. We have left our kinfolk glad. We have bid his world goodbye. We are going to a land beyond the sky. There we'll behold our Isaac in the blessed eternity. What a happy, happy wedding that will be. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon begin, and the evening when the camel train comes in. We have left our kinfolk gladly, we have bid this world goodbye. We are going to that land beyond the sky. There we'll behold our Isaac in the blessed eternity. What a happy, happy wedding that will be. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. God's truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Yeah, if you're in step with the Lord, you're going to see exactly what it says here. People get ready. There's a train to come. It's that wedding music that I hear. That's all that's left. We're at the closing days of time. It's all winding down. This is not just word. This is reality.
And it's the truth.
The truth keeps marching on. If you're on board or not, if you're not going to fool God.
Mm-hmm.
That religious world out there is just not where it's at. They're missing it. Where's that scripture, by the fruits you shall know them? Matthew 7. I'll start in verse 15. I'll change it a bit. Watch out. It says, watch out for false prophets. I'll say, watch out for false religion. They come to you in sheep's clothing. They come, yeah, they come to you in sheep's clothing. But then, worldly, they are raging as wolves. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but then, worldly, they are ravenous wolves. Say it like forefront and false and profit, and then chaff slide, so I come in many hours since the rising the velvet. And here's the key. You will recognize them by their fruit. By their fruits you shall know them. You gotta look at their fruit, at their, what they produce. You shall recognize them by their fruit. Grapes are not gathered from thorns or figs from thistles. Are they? And ihren Früchten sollt ihr sie erkennen. Kann man auch Trauben lesen von den Dornen oder Feigen von den Disteln? You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? That's that. We're just exposing that religion out there. By their fruit, you shall know if it's a real religion or if it's just a phony one. And like I keep saying over and over again, we were given a mandate to expose these false religions, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. Watch out for false religions. I'm putting that in. It's false prophets, but it's false religion. That's what we're going to zero in today. Watch out for false religion who come to you in sheep's clothing, their leadership. They come to you in field's clothing. Inwardly, though, when you have cushion in the corner, are vicious wolves. That's what it says here. And we've been trying to expose them, and we've been talking to that. Last time, the last two sessions, talking about these false teachers, these outright teachers. They're false. They're not real. How do I know? Well, back in the day, when I was in their kangaroo courts, like I said yesterday, I presented them with the truth, which you and I, we know for a fact that was the truth. So what they do, by their fruits you shall know them. They became ravenous wolves. You got till sundown to get out of here, and if not, the sheriff will come and pick you up. See, that's what ravenous wolves do. That Hutterite religion is nothing but agents of Satan. They're in the control by ravenous wolves, and we're gonna bring them out there. We're gonna expose them for what they are, because we got nothing to lose, because we lost it all already. We're just gonna expose them. We're gonna go right to it with a fine-tooth comb. Like I say, if you can't accept truth, that tells me one thing. You're not of God. Like, see, you and I, we're of God. When we heard the truth, guess what we did? We dropped everything like a hot potato when we followed truth. We forgot about all these Pentecostals and all these religions out there. They're nothing but agents of Satan, weapons of Satan's weaponry of mad deception. And here, we're coming out here in these closing days of time, and trying to wake up a people, and guess what? We're the culprits. Mm-hmm. It says the truth shall be spoken of in the last days. That's why it's the things that we say, it's not a very attractive message, because it's evil spoken of. Black will be white, and white will be black. Good will be evil, and evil will be good. But see, we've been honed out before the foundation of the world to do exactly what we're doing here. Before you can do anything, first you got to expose it. And we have the truth. We have the message for our day. We have that ISAV. We have exactly what the Bible says. This is going to be eternal life throughout the grace age that they believe on them whom I will send. And anything outside of that chapter, anything outside of that channel, anything outside of that prophetic ministry, because it's really not Yeah, we keep saying Brother Ben, but it's really that angel.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says in the days of the voice, these people were just voices of that angel, because it's like this. God, this revelation that God gave to Jesus, and Jesus gave it to that angel. And then that angel, he gives it, he linked up with the whole course of Brother Branham. It's just, for you and I, everything is so simple. And now here, we're the wing. We're the last end of that grace age ministry that comes through these angels. And we're just closing everything out, and there's only one thing left. Now it's an invitation to marriage supper of the Lamb. Just that simple. For you and I, everything is so cut and dry. It's just so simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you've done for us, Lord. You've kept us on course. You've kept us true with your word, Lord. You've given woken us up over the years to study your word, to read your word, and we now, Lord, we can see the fruit of it. Now it has really been beneficial to us, because it's the only thing that keeps us in line is the word, the living word of God, Lord. We just pray you'll give us the wisdom how to execute this very important thought, Lord, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness and these false religions out there, Lord. We just pray for grace to sit in such a way that it's not completely condemning these people, but there's still room for grace where they can reach out and touch the hem of your garment, Lord. We just pray you give me understanding, give me wisdom, give us wisdom how to execute this, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, Lord, and give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, by their fruit you shall know them. And we're not talking not only of individuals, we're talking about these false religions out there. Because if you can't accept truth, that tells me one thing. The reason you can't accept truth, because it's a false religion. It's not of God. The devil, he don't like to hear the truth, and then his subjects, they don't like to hear it either, because we're just telling people the truth. I mean, back in, like I say, back in the, somewhere in the 90s, I was in their kangaroo course. We're talking about these Hutterite people. That's where the Lord got us out. And he sent us back in to tell that's just a piece of garbage. It's all controlled by Satan. And when we talk so plain, oh, man, they just... Oh, we're the problem then. But see, we got no other choice. Like I say, we got none to lose because we lost it all already. And the same thing goes for America. Back in the day, I know, read his books. I read his messages. I heard his messages. And I know what Brother Branham was down in Chicago. Back in the day, he had all these, he had this big convention, this big meeting. All the churches of America were there. The Pentecostals were there. The Baptists were there. All these little wings of religion. The full gospel was there. And they're all... And Brother Branham had a final message for them. Turn back to the Word. Go back to water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they rejected it. And then once you reject the word, once you reject the message for your day, God has no other option. Satan is all yours. And just like back in the garden, God gave Adam and Eve a commission. Be fruitful and multiply. But there's two ways you can do it. There's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and there's the tree of life. And I advise you, partake of the tree of life. Do not partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because you'll get into trouble. And the same thing here. God sent Brother Branham to American soil, and there they did, on that meeting there in Chicago, they rejected the truth for their day, which was all leading up, all these tent meetings they had throughout, back prior to the 60s, and all these evangelistic things. All it was leading up to that one meeting there they had in Chicago, and they rejected it. And then that's what the churches are for. That's what led them out, going out to hell and death. That's what gave the devil the key to remove the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses, to take prayer out of school, and all these things that you have now in America now instead of the the prayer in school and the Ten Commandments in the courthouse. Here you got a bunch of corrupt Supreme Court justices. And America is overloaded, overridden with everything that the devil can think about. Simply because they rejected the truth for your day. And there back in the early 90s when I presented that Hutterite Nation with the truth, with the message of Brother Branham, they rejected, they did the same thing that America did. They rejected the truth, and now they're going to go down the same path that America went down, because they don't want Christianity. When I, back in 1971, when the Lord saved me, it didn't take me very long to find out that Hutterite thing, they do not want Christianity. It's just a form of godliness. And I found out, I realized early on, I got to go underground. I can't let them know that I'm born again. And I began to go underground this is because my parents didn't want to take me to the mental home. And just because I did something that was completely off their tradition, I guess, and that's just a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing now, we're just exposing it. They're not interested in Christianity. It's just that simple. They want to keep their form of godliness, and there's nothing in it. There's nothing in there.
That's right. I read something yesterday. I was reading Brother Branham a little, and this kind of stuck out to me. It says here, and that was in 1957, that when you will go through Christianity, you'll go from the Reformation on, where the Protestant movement came out from Catholicism, and then set the whole world in motion. The Reformation happened, you know. God was reforming the church. Something was moving and happening because of the church had been in the dark ages for 1,000 years practically. And here God was restoring the just shall live by faith. And then he moved on with John Wesley, sanctification, live a sanctified life. And then God in the 1900s, he was moving. You have to understand how God was moving. And then the 1900s at Topeka, Kansas, and in Azusa Street, God was pouring out the gifts of the Spirit, just like in the day of Pentecost happened. That's the same way it happened in the 1900s in America, and a great movement started happening, you know, and then people were starting to go back to the Bible and reading things and finding out if these things are in the Bible. And they found the gift of the speaking in tongues, and all these gifts were in the Bible in the early church. So, and then you come to water baptism in Jesus' name. The water baptism in Jesus' name was starting to be restored, just like they had in the early church. So anyway, and then Brother Branham came along in the 1930s, and he started baptizing people in Jesus' name. He was down at Ohio River in 1933 and baptizing, and then he heard a voice that spoke to him out of heaven, and it said, just like John the Baptist forerun my first coming, so will your message forerun my second coming. That's the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can read it in the same, the anointing that was in on John the Baptist was on Brother Branham, that anointing to forerun the Lord Jesus Christ's second coming. And he was preaching to get back to the Word of God, get back to the faith of the early church. So anyway, I was reading here, and that was in the year of 1957 now. And he said, there's no more gospel that America will receive. See, when you will understand the environment that America was in up until the 60s, the people were hungry for the gospel. And then it came a time to make a decision. And that was in 1957, when that decision-making period was for people to make a choice now, just like Adam and Eve had to make a choice in the garden. And there, America had to make a decision. It said, and he said, and they made a decision not to go back to the Word of God. That's mm-hmm. the decision that America made. So here it says, then there is no more gospel that America will receive. Oh, you will get a few stranglers now and then. So he basically is saying, you'll get a few stranglers now and then, people that are hungry for the Word of God. And that's what we were. We were hungry for God and His Word. Those are those few stranglers that are coming along after. And but just as the gospel, it's over. And you can't even preach to them, can't talk to them, they won't believe nothing. They just got their own hard-headed ideas, and they're set. And that's what you see. Like I was saying, you have to go back prior to the 60s, what the environment was like, how people were hungry for the Word of God. And then there came a decision-making, and then that decision was making, and then something else, that something is another spirit started arising up in America. And that was that charismatic movement. And people, they decided they just want this charismatic gospel that's in the church world now. Mm-hmm. And that's why we say, by the fruits you will know them. That's the fruits that you see in the church world now, is the rejection of the gospel of what God had for America in the 50s and the 60s. And the fruits of it, now you see this charismatic, rich in need of nothing. They don't really want to know the gospel. They don't want to know about God sending a prophet and then water baptism in Jesus' name. When you will say that, mention that, they will automatically shun you. They don't want to have anything to do with you, because you're telling them the very thing that they rejected in the 60s. And that's the result of why you can't speak to these people anymore. You can't talk to them about the real gospel truths.
Amen to that. And we're just exposing it. Now, yesterday I said something, and people take it wrong when we go after that Leonard and all these tugs, and they think we're going to, we're talking about the spirit of the thing. Mm-hmm. And but of course you have to mention names. And then I want to take a little bit, take you into that holy circle. The Roman Catholic, they call themselves the Holy See. But we got a Holy See in amongst the Hutterites. They call it the Holy Circle, which they've always wanted control of the Hutterite Church, that Holy See, that Holy Circle, now that Leonard, they got it under their wraps, you know. And they've been always fighting for that, you know. I know his dad. They always fought for that position. That little guy here in Sunnyside, he was the elder, and they always opposed him. They always gave him a headache, you know. And they always wanted that Leonard's dad from Sturgeon. They always wanted that position to be the leader of the Hutterite Church. And let's just be honest with each other. And then that's all they ever want. They all, when anybody else became out, they would always run into splitting hairs and run into conflict. And we're now, when I say that Leonard, he's barely passes as a human being. I'm talking spiritually now. He absolutely has no clue about being born again. He has got no clue about spirituality. Religion, yeah. Of course, he's polluted and loaded with religion. But see, when I'm trying to expose that holy see, that holy circle, and like I say, his dad, they wanted that position to be elder of the Hutterite Church. And then when he died, and then that desire and that decision, that ambition, they kept on going, always harassing the leadership. And then that Eli from the rap for votes, and that Jake Lyons got the most of the votes. And what happened? And Eli from Hidden Valley, he was the next in line. He had the next most votes. See, they were always fighting for that position, just like it was back in the days of Jesus. These high priests, They were always they're all fighting around who's going to be high priest that year. And always yepping and they're not qualified to even drive a wheelbarrow, let alone be a leader of a church, of a group of people. But anyway, you can see when you look back and you see the history of it. His, like I say, that honor. His dad wanted that position. Then he died, and with that law case over him, because he was fighting around down at Lakeside with the vehicles and everything, and they were smashing up vehicles left, right, and center. And he was right then there with him like a dirty shirt. And he got involved with it, and then the other pack took him to court. And of course, there's a court case going on, and he was the ringleader, that Leonard's dad. And of course, and then they, like you say, he died right when that court case, I think in 2-3 weeks the court case was coming up, but then in the meantime he died with that thing all hanging over him. And that Leonard, he's the same culprit that his dad was, because back in the day when that court case was on with it was at the Supreme Court, and I had already been terminated, and so I had me a car, and then the court case was, they can't chase you away anymore. So what happened, I'd go to work, and then at night I'd come home, park my car beside the house there, and then what that idiot did, he came up to Riverside from Delta, and he's the same rat that his dad was. Always fighting around with this, that, and the other. Anyway, so he comes up, and he sees that car there, and he went to the young guys, you know, that they did, you know how young guys are, and he just put the seed of thought, just like that serpent in the garden, just put the thought in your head. And he just so told that one of the leaders, the ringleaders of these young people there in Riverside, you know, he said to him, that car, if that car was down at Delta, it would not be standing that comfortable. In other words, I want you to go and demolish that car. And then what they did, they went and rolled over my car. A bunch of young guys, and they rolled it over, and the next morning I came out here, my car was rolled over, and sitting on the side, and then I call my dad, and that's your business, you see how you get along with it. So I call up Utterpeck, and asked him what I should do with it, and he said, well, you'll have to report it. So I called up the sergeant in Gladstone, because it's a Gladstone area, and then the sergeant asked me, well, do you know who did it? Well, I said, I don't know who did it, but I know who instigated it. That letter from Delta, that guy with that beard and that black hat. You want to find out, go down and ask him. So he just went down and asked him, and of course he lies about it. And then he told me, when I was one of the kangaroo court, you accused me of upsetting your car. No, you didn't upset it yourself. You came here and you told the young people that car wouldn't be sitting that comfortable down at Delta if it was, that car was down at Delta. In other words, you're telling them, go demolish that car. That's how they operate. He's just a sleazebag. That's why he barely passes as a human being. And I say, by their fruits you shall know them. When you sit back, you got to sit back and analyze that whole holy circle there. And then finally get their elder, their bishop or their pope, with that Blumengarjig. Now, they don't bow with the men like they used to do, because when everybody was supposed to vote in the elder, and I think the Oilers, they still do it that way, but see, the Gibbs, when they voted the men, they always voted in the wrong guy, according to their idea, and like I say, they voted in that Jake Kleinshauser, and their circle group, they voted in that Eli group. So decided we're not going to vote anymore. It's just going to be the committee that's going to make a pope, just like the Roman Catholic
just
Church.
Just like the cardinals, yeah.
They just get a bunch of their cardinals and they manipulate everything. It's all politics, and then they put in their pope. It's the same thing here now with that Gibb group. They do the same thing. It's no more the public have nothing more to say who to put in as pope. So they decided they were going to do that. So anyway, the majority of their cardinals, or so to speak, they put in that Blumengarjig. Well, okay, well, you finally got your Pope and your Aunt Circle. Well, we'll see what you can come up with. So here, I don't go out looking for this same thing, this information. It just comes to me. So people bring it to me. Anyway, so they had this Rose Bank colony. They had an issue going on with that Henry. Henry, he likes his good times, and he's the hogman there. And so one day they decided we're going to come clamp down on that guy. He can't go away anymore. When you go haul hog, you're going to have somebody to go with you. When you take your wife to the doctor, you're going to have somebody to go with you. So anyway, they really put the clips on that Paul and that Mick. They were the two preachers down there. And then Henry couldn't take that anymore. So what he did, he gets in his vehicle and he drives down to the Blooming Yard, Jake. He's the head honcho now, and he wanted to know what he should do. My wife needs to go to the doctor, and they won't let me go to the doctor. Somebody else has to take her to the doctor. Well, he said, your wife needs to go to the doctor. You go in the shop, and you take a vehicle, and you take your wife to the doctor, and then you come back again, and he put the vehicle back in the shop, and that's exactly what he did. So when he went back home, he went to the shop and took a vehicle. He didn't ask that Paul and that Mick. He just went down there and he took a vehicle, took his wife to the doctor, and came home. And when he came home, they were waiting there for him. You know, what's going on here? I took my wife to the doctor. We told you can't do it unless somebody goes with you. Well, I got the okay from Bloomingar, Jake. Oh, man, so what they did, they drove right down to that Bloomingar, Jake, and asked him what's going on here. How can you think you can bypass us here? And that, he denied the whole thing. I'm telling you this here for a reason. He denied the whole thing, and he lied to them that he never said it. He never gave him permission to do that. And his wife was standing in the very same room, and then his wife came to his defense and lied, too. And then she walked out of that meeting, she had a stroke, and 2 weeks later they burned him. Right, God's judgment is sitting right there. See, you guys always wanted to have this elder, now deal with it. And then, what happened then, because his wife had a stroke and died, and then what they did, they covered up that whole thing, like it never even happened. And he didn't hear nothing more about it, and then Henry guy who was reinstated, and now all of a sudden he can go and haul his pigs and take his wife to the doctor. See, he just covered up instead of dealing with that Bloomingar Jake because he lied to them. Somewhere somebody's lying here. You got to give him permission or you didn't. Well, they didn't want to deal with it, so what happened? They just covered it up. That's how crooked they are. Because God said he always wanted that position. We'll see now what you can come up with. And see, they're a bunch of crooks. And when it comes to one of their own, they can't touch it. Like I said, they always wanted that position. So here, well, okay, you got the position. Now we're going to see what you're going to do with it. And then what happened then, because they swept this thing under the rug, that Mick, he got a horrible disease, tremendous pain. They couldn't even pump enough morphine into him. The pain was so intense. Jesus got judgment on these people because all they ever wanted was that high position, that papal position. And now here they got it. And guess what? God's judgment is on them. And then that Mick, that's a preacher down there, he was supposed to take that thing and deal with it the way it's meant to be dealt. But what did they do? They sweep it under the rug and then just go on like nothing happened. And then he died. It's got judgment on him. But see, and then that Bloomingar Jake, he up and had a stroke and died. It got judgment on him, and they still don't see it. That's why we keep it. We're going to expose that holy circle, so to speak. And then it says, by the fruit you shall know. What does that Paul from Rosebank do? He's part of that holy circle. What did they do when it comes to making a boss or a preacher? They make sure it stays within the family. See, by their fruit, you shall know. That's their fruit. They're the only ones now that run that place down there. The old guy, that Paul, he died there a few years back. And now his son and his second son, they're running the helm, you know. They got there by manipulating it and everything. And now, and then the same thing that Leonard does here in Delta. They split up here a while back, and guess what? Guess he puts in as the boss and the preacher. This son, the same thing. By their fruits you shall know them. He's nothing but that. When I say he barely passes as a human being, I'm talking spiritually now. Religiously, he's right up there at the podium. But spiritually speaking, he has absolutely zero capacity to lead a group of people. And we're just exposing him. I saw that during the night. How they operate. And people, they looked up to them, and they got the people to see that they're really something. I don't hate the people. I'm just telling you how they operate. By their fruits, you shall know them, and they look up to them. And that's the bottom line. We're just exposing them.
Yeah. It takes somebody that has an IQ not to be a dictator. Anybody can be a dictator. And with a low IQ, usually behind that is a person that's a dictator. It's just that simple. People, how can they help people? You know, they can't help people. It's not a good environment at all. When you look at these religious colonies, like especially, like you said, the Holy See, those are over-religious, and those are people that are more in bondage than anybody else.
But anyway, that's just the nature of the beast. You see, they're normal people. They're naturally thinking naturally, and then they'll make it out to the people like they're holy people, but they're not. They're nothing but a bunch of crooks. Like I say, it barely passes a human being. And I'm talking spiritually now, and that's what they do. By their fruits you shall know them. Like I say, their parents were like that. They were like that. All they were doing, they were jockeying for position. That's all that system can produce. It cannot produce any Christianity. All it can produce is more of the same. It's all just the power struggle. And when you go back and you analyze it, what it was, back in the days of Jesus, they're always fighting the scribes and the Pharisees. They're always jockeying for position. Who is going to be the high priest? Is it going to be one of the Pharisees, or is it going to be one of the Sadducees, or is it going to be the other religious sect? Mm-hmm. All this, we're always jockeying for position. When Jesus was here, they had two. They made terms. You know how they can't settle on one. So okay, you'll be the Pope now for a while, and then the other one will be the Pope for a while. That's how they're. It's all just ordinary, natural brood bees jockeying for a position instead of going to the Lord. Lord, who do you have for this position? And here's the same thing. By their fruits you shall know. That's the fruit of that hard-right nation. There's nothing there. It's just like I said earlier. You present them with the truth and they don't want the truth. That proves to me that they are not of God. If you cannot accept truth for your day, you're not of God. And you've taken all these people out to hell and that and your religion with your traditions, and that's all they have. All they got is religion and tradition. They do not have Christianity. We're the only two people here on planet Earth. They'll tell them the truth. They'll tell them exactly where it's at, and we know the hour we're living in, because we're connected to that. We're connected to that program that God had before the foundation of the world. And then Jesus told the people before he left, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them and I will send. And we're connected. And if you're not interconnected with that program that Jesus set up back there, and then anything else will take you out to hell and that. And here we have in these closing days of time, we have that prophet, we have that angel, took the vocal cords of Brother Branham, and then he preached for 40 years, and then when he passed away, that angel took the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson, and then he passed away, and all we're doing here, we're just keeping it alive, so that and in closing days of time, and like I say, there's only one thing left, the invitation to the marriage supper of life. The grace age is over, you know. There's no use pretending otherwise. And if you're not interconnected with what we're trying to say here, you're going to miss it. It's just that simple. And to me, it really doesn't matter anymore. I've lost enough sleep over them. But now I'm at the point, make your own decision. Seek your own salvation with fear and trembling. But the message that you and I have, is just for people that have a gut-wrenching hunger, hunger and a thirst for the things of God. It's not for that religious world out there. That religious world will just go out and then continue on with their program. Just like you said, Brother Branham said, he gave mankind a chance, and back in the 60s, they rejected it. And then what God did, he just gave the devil the key, go take, destroy America. Here's the same thing. They got the keys now. They got the bishop job, the pope job, and they're going to do the same thing that happened in America. They're going to bring judgment on themselves, and then we're coming out here for whosoever will let them come. You have to disconnect yourself from all that outright garbage and come and accept what we're going to have to say here. Whoever is a hungry, whoever is a thirst, let him come. Whoever hears it, see come. Whoever is it, blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's all that's left. That's the generation. That's the generation we're living in. That's exactly the truth is marching on, and that's exactly what we're putting out here. It's the truth for your day. You can take it or leave it, and if you don't take it, well, then you're just gonna have to suffer the consequences. That's all I can say. And for those people that have a hunger and a thirst, that's what this message here is for. It's not for this religionist that they're going to persecute every inch of the way, put you in the out simply because they don't do the line, or their own line, which is, that's why I couldn't support them anymore, because I realized all of a sudden they don't want truth.
They're spiritually blind people, and how can spiritually blind people lead people? Like it's, Jesus said, like in Matthew 15:14, they be blind leaders. That's what they are. They're blind leaders. Don't be deceived that they know anything spiritually and of God, what God has done. They don't. So they be blind leaders of the blind. So they're leading, they're blind leaders, and they're leading blind people, because what else can you be if you sit in that environment? You're blind too. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. And that's what happens to people, you know, when you trust people that have no spiritual insight, and they lead you astray, they deceive you, and in the end you're going to fall into the ditch with them.
Amen to that. And we're just today, the Lord dealt with me during the night, by the fruits you shall know them. We're just bringing out their fruits, their characteristics, what they're about. Like I said yesterday, I told Alan, he barely passes a human being. I'm talking spiritual now. I'm talking about genuine, true Christianity. He had absolutely no word in him. He presented them with the prophets of the age, and they rejected it, and they put me in the outs, and that's okay. That's all part of the program. I'm not complaining, because when they did that, the Lord put me on a journey. I wouldn't change it for nothing. I wouldn't treat you. You can have your wealth and all your riches. I don't want no part of it. And we got something here in these closing days of time that beyond explanation. Mm-hmm. It's something that we get happy about, because it says, when you see these things happening, rejoice. And because your redemption draweth nigh. We're very close to the coming of the Lord. One of these days, that rapture will happen, and then at the end of 2028, the end of it all, that angel comes down, he ties up Satan, and then there's the day of the Lord, the judgment seat of Christ, that great judgment day is coming. It's just up the road here. Here in this generation, you can go out and build your barn and your communes and all that if you want, but to me, it's a waste of time. We have zeroed in, and we only have one passion, just to make sure that we'll be found faithful to finish our race and do what the Bible says to do. And that's all we're doing.
That's right, amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to help people to understand that things don't just happen, Lord. There's key things that happen, and then the results of it follow, just like in the Garden of Eden when men partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Lord, and that set in motion the reproduction of that law of reproduction that man is now under. And the same way with America, when America in the 50s, 60s rejected The message to go back to the Bible, the same way happened, and the same way with the Hutterites, when they rejected what you had for them, Lord, they rejected it, and they're blind leading the blind, Lord. That's what these religious leaders are. They don't have anything for the people, Lord, and we just pray, Lord, that you'll help them open up their eyes, their understanding, Lord, that they can repent of these things, Lord, so that they those people don't have to be led down a ditch with them, Lord. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll help those Hutterite people, Lord, and make a way for them, open up their eyes to see and their ears to hear, Lord, that they can perceive truth and see what these religious leaders are all about, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.